by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Can we bow our hearts as we pray this morning? We give you thanks, our Lord. We thank you for another opportunity on a Sunday morning. We have to gather in your name. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be alive in our flesh, healthy, strong, and by faith, gathering together to worship you as a people. We thank you for the ordination of gathering together and the blessings it always brings. We thank you for you've blessed us so much already today. We thank you for those of us here and those who are watching or listening without. We thank you for what you've provided already, even for the ministration of the word this morning. Receive our thanks and praises in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your servants, our parents, our pastors, Pastor Emeka Eguchukwu, our daddy, and our mommy, Pastor Mrs. Lillian Eguchukwu. Thank you for your grace upon them that we serve under. Thank you for their spirit that is here with us this morning. Myself, together with my brothers and sisters here this morning, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will bless us. Amen. That out of the things you've been saying to us through your servant, Pastor Emeka, that you would help us to take from the Lord even the things that you would have us take as a result of your grace and your walking and your calling and your grace upon your servant, our pastor, in the name of Jesus. Help every one of us to yield and align with your spirit. Help me to align with your spirit. Help me to stay under in mind and heart. Help me to find direction. Grant me grace for plainness of speech. And have your way in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Purifier is near. Purifier is here. Purifier is here. Purifier is here. Purifier is here. Purifier. Purifier. Purifier for further sanctification, for sanctification, for further separation. I bring thought for separation. I bring fire. I bring grace. I bring passion. I bring hunger. I bring hunger. I am infusing words with hunger. I am come to infuse words with hunger. That men again may burn towards me. That I'm an hungry astapatia. I am an acapatia. I am here to bless. I am here to strengthen. I am here to bless. I am here to strengthen. Samino kaparabastia. Amena basta barabastia. Barababastia. I'll give you my word. I'll give you words. I'll give you words. I will anoint you. I'll give you words. I'll give you words. I will give you words. I will cause your words to be like fire. I will give you words. I will anoint you. I come to anoint you. I come to help you. I come to help. See the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Pastor. Let's turn our Bibles to, I wasn't in church the last time Pastor ministered, but I listened some to the message, and the summary of it, I will just go, straight up into, according to those things that Pastor began teaching in that thought, in that lesson. Pastor was ministering about the commandment of God, the commandment of God, the love commandment of God in everlasting life, or the everlasting life love commandment of God. Let's say amen. Now, that's a very, very high thought, if you ask me. You understand? The thought of God, the love of God in everlasting life. Of course, if you remember Believer's Convention, just looking at that seal there, it talks about everlasting works. First works, last works, meaning, everlasting life has its works. Let's say amen. Amen. And if it has its works, it means it has things that, a person who is understanding those works by doctrine, would be demanded to do at some point. Like everything that is doctrine related in scriptures, it begins with thoughts, understandings, insight, revelation, opening of eyes. It begins with things that the Lord, by the Spirit of God, through ministers, bring to the shore of our mind, our heart, for us to comprehend. Then it increases in the Lord putting demands on our soul to do the life of the doctrine. Let's say amen. The word doctrine means teaching. And God in His wisdom, Pastor TJ was saying, most profound, God blessed us so much in Sunday school this morning. Can we put our hands together and appreciate God? So much blessing the Lord blessed us. And let's put our hands together for Pastor TJ. I was so blessed. I'm going to be making reference to both Sunday school and yesterday night's meeting. So like everything Pastor TJ was saying this morning, God's things begins with thoughts. God begins, anytime God really, really wants to make a tangible change in a person's life, He begins to give the person his thoughts. And He gives his thoughts by committing doctrine to the person. That principle cuts across all levels. Whether it's the milk of the word, is the meat of the word, or Christ, is the strong meat of the word, everlasting Father and eternal God. Whatever realm it is, if God wants to change a man's story, he begins by giving them thoughts. You know, and God's thoughts are doctrines. God's thoughts are within the boundary of his doctrine. As a matter of fact, the mind of doctrine did not begin with man. Neither did it begin with angels. It's something that had been in God. Maybe to God, it's not so much of a doctrine because he knows it. He doesn't need to learn it. But to beings he committed them to at different strengths and strata, it's doctrine to them. Let's say amen. Now, angels have their doctrine. In the book of Daniel, was being spoken to by a particular angel, and the angel said, no one holdeth with me in this matter but Michael, your prince. And he called the matters that are in the scripture, things that are noted in the scripture of truth. So amongst angels, they know truth that is of their kind for their world, as it were. God committed it to them. So if they know truth, that's Daniel 9, I think Daniel 10. If they know truth, they know doctrine. Because to us as men, truth is what makes for our doctrine. Our doctrines are in stratas. Let's say amen. Amen. It's from doctrine to doctrine. So if God puts doctrine to angels, they weren't learning it. They woke up and found that thing was in them. Let's say amen. Now, the essence of doctrine, let me stay God's grace some, even though I'm going to do my best to just go over what Daddy taught 2 weeks ago again. Now, why would God give doctrines to angels? Why would God make angels have scripture of truth, for example? Because they are not growing. They didn't give birth to an angel, and you see the angel crying, and they say, after 2 weeks, the angel has started growing. No. They are all made so. The number of angels God made from thousands of years ago is still the number we have. It's just that part of the numbers that God made have become bad. Part of them, one of them that was a cherub, has become the devil, Satan. Certain seraphims have become wicked spirits. Certain principalities and powers are still principalities and powers. Thrones and dominion have become rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, why would God put doctrine in them even though they were not growing? Now, God puts doctrine in them, amongst other reasons, to govern their lifestyle. Meaning, there is a way, for example, a cherub should live. How a cherub should live, or how a cherub lives, is springing from the doctrine that God had written inside of that cherub. You will never see a cherub wee-weeing. It's not part of his hardware, neither is it part of his software, which is his doctrine. So he won't have that desire. You will never find a cherub wanting to marry. It's not part of his hardware. And God in wisdom always puts things within that is compatible with the nature. The spirit, soul, body, the doctrine that God puts in any creature is always at par with the creature. So for cherubims, for example, we saw Ezekiel, by God's grace, give insights by the help of the Spirit into one of the cherub that fell. He said, for, you know, Pastor, I read it yesterday in Revelation R. He said, you know, thou art been in Eden, the garden of God. You're full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. The workmanship of your pipes and tablets was prepared in the day that you were created. He said, you were perfect in all your ways. Now, those are things that the cherub woke up with. He woke up with stones. It means something deeper than just what we might consider. He woke up with tablets and pipes. They were all worked into him. Now, those are where he found from. Now, those things, by understanding, determines how he lives. Now, all cherubims from Psalm 103, verse 20, have the same word or the same doctrine. Let's say amen. Amen. But there is how God designed that, even all of them holding the same word. There is how that word in maybe Lucifer, when he was Lucifer. There is how that word, that same word makes him Lucifer. There is how that same word makes Michael, Michael. There is how that same word would make Gabriel, Gabriel. Let's say amen. But yet, it's one word. Hebrews 2. For if the word spoken by angels. So it's a word. And if it's a word, out of it would come a doctrine. Because the basis for doctrine is word. Let's say amen. If there is word, there is definitely doctrine. Doctrine is teaching. So amongst cherubims, there are things they teach. There are things God speaks in their midst. Because God speaks in their midst. He said, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth amongst gods. There are things God speaks in the midst of cherubims. And they have capacity, inbuilt capacity to receive it. Doctrinal wise, not the very things of God, but the things that God can discuss with them. He is the one who made them. He is the one who puts what they can take doctrinal wise into them. But out of that doctrine, their existence is spelled, meaning their program. From their program, that might be loud, that you might see four wings. If you see a cherub that has four wings, four faces, be sure his doctrine has that embedded in it. That thing is part of his being. It's part of his make. When you see a seraph in the holy place that has six wings, be sure the word that is in it does not have something that has four wings. No, it has something that has to do with six wings. Meaning is without, is reflected with the doctrine within. Let's say amen. Now, where I'm going is the issue of doctrine. Life streams from doctrine. In scriptures, if you take away doctrine, there can never be life. 1 Timothy, is it 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? You know, where Paul was talking to Timothy, you know, or 1 Timothy, one of the two. Okay. Can we read together? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Okay, let's do it together. One, two, go. Verse 16 back. Now, reproof, correction, and instruction. And the quest for perfection, the next verse, are all fountain out of doctrine. On the basis, on the flat basis, anybody can read the Bible. I can read the Bible as a believer and take certain things. Pastor TJ was saying some things around that. I can take certain instructions. There are things we try to do that really, sometimes we do it, but really we didn't do it. For example, it is with the eyes of doctrine, we began to find that It is not everything that we are meant to obey at the same time. It is with the eyes of doctrine. You know, there's the teaching of milk. There is the doctrine of Christ. There is the doctrine of the Father. There is the teaching of eternal life. There are doctrines. Now, somebody who is newly come to faith, who reads the Bible, because both all doctrines are in these 66 books. Now, I can take certain things and say, I want to do it. And at a level, we brag in being able to do, you know, instructions in the Bible. And that's beautiful. Most times, when you find people brag like that, they are not really, really doing the scripture. Because you can't do any doctrine outside of the Holy Spirit as a believer. Because there are conditions for the scripture or the doctrine to be done. So, as a believer, I can take certain scripture, and don't get me wrong, you can take any scripture. But when the eyes of doctrine comes measuring the word, you will know there are things you can't do. And you will know there are things you can do. Like, for some time now, at times I look at Pastor, our daddy, God's servant, Pastor Emeka Iguchukwu, I see some of the things he's going through, and I know in myself I can't bear it. I would have been offended with God and everybody. But I can see some of the things around Pastor, around some of the leadership in EGFM from the scriptures, and I can attribute that I can take it. I can, you understand, affirm it. My manner of doctrine, my manner of persecution, my manner of tribulation. You know, Paul said that. Somebody can take that and call some things around himself that Paul spoke of. But that thing that Paul spoke of is coming on the basis of doctrine. Meaning, even lives that we live as God's people, our lives, everybody say our lives, L-I-V-E-S, quote unquote. Because as believers, we have many lives that we are meant to attain unto with our soul. We are meant to attain unto Christ's life. We are meant to attain unto the life of the Father. We are meant to attain unto God's life or eternal life. Put another way, we are meant to attain unto Christ's life. We are meant to attain unto everlasting life. And we are meant to attain unto eternal life. Let's say amen. Amen. So our lives cannot be lived outside of the Holy Ghost. He said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And if he says in the Holy Ghost, it means we can't do righteousness or be righteousness. We can't do or be peace. We can't do or become joy persons by the gospel outside of the Holy Ghost. And the only way the Holy Ghost will engineer it is by doctrine. So back to cherubims. When you see a cherubim live, talk, gesticulate, get angry, laugh, peradventure, it's coming out of his doctrine. Everybody say doctrine.
Doctrine.
Doctrine is the basis of life. Now, in that Timothy where we read, Paul didn't just put other things. They are deliberately aligned. That all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and there is profit of scripture. Now, if we should use this scripture to talk about still sticking with cherubims, I want to drag a thought. Sister Sarah, that means cherubim, out of their doctrine, out of that thing God puts in them, there is a check of reproof. Pastor Leke, if there is no check, there will really, really be no ground for God to condemn, because they will be like robots. You make mistake, you make mistake. But there is something God puts in them that brings a check of reproof. There is something God puts in them, truth of a high angelic order, that, you know, brings correction. You know, at times, how many of you have done things at times and you just have a check inside of you? Let me see your hands. Check can be a product of many things. Check can be the Holy Ghost checking you. Check can be your spirit checking you. Those are high check. Then check can be your conscience checking you, depending on how much doctrine has worked on the conscience. Some of sisters here now, you wear trousers now. But back in the days, you dare try it. The thought of it, all it, everything in your conscience will be checking you. Most times your spirit will just keep quiet because it knows it can't help you. Because the evidences without are bound the soul. So check that is in the conscience, the lower soul, you understand, overwhelms the person. But when truth began to come, some of us, we began to maybe read again the woman question. We began to hear teachings. Then you began to see maybe somebody like Mommy Helen wear trouser. As spiritual as Mommy Helen is, she's wearing trouser. She's using lipstick. Some people, that was all they needed. They didn't need doctrine. Just be like, Mommy Helen can wear it, bone, it's good. Praise God. So doctrine is a basis for life. Correction, reproof, instruction in what is right streams from doctrine. So doctrine really is like a fountain that keeps springing. And what it springs, really, if you check reproof, correction, instruction, another way to qualify all of them is lifestyle. That if a person, you know, is without correction, have you tried checking a child that is without correction? How would that child's life be? 10 years old, and they said if not, they don't correct her more. The daddy goes spark. The mommy goes spark. Said, now only them, they correct her. So anything he does, he just gets away with it. By the time that child is 20, you have raised a beast. Now, the words they tell the child, do this, don't do this, wake up at this time, carry your slippers, wash your clothes, wash your plates, as they are growing up, is some form of teaching. And the child doesn't do it. You tell, don't do this thing. 2 times, 3 times, you spank the child. You flog the child. You are actually wanting to culture a sense, which you can also call a doctrine, into that child. So that a lifestyle will come out of that thing you are putting in. What you are putting in are words. And you are putting in words, and on the basis of that word, if you correct a child without having instructed the child, you are a wicked parent. Because even God doesn't do so. He teaches you first. Then on the basis of teaching, he can correct. Then he can reprove. Correction is different from reproof. Correction is you are actually kind of bringing, you understand, like you check somebody's work and you say, this one is wrong. That one is wrong. In some cases, for parents, African parents particularly, you had chastisement to the correction. Eh? Reproof is, you know, the person did something but didn't measure up. It might not necessarily be wrong, but you come to help the person straighten it. It's still proving, but it's like you are reapproving it, that this person didn't measure this thing up. But the basis for it is still doctrine. The same thing, instruction in righteousness. Let's say amen. So all cherubs, they have their word. They have their teaching, which is the basis for their lives. Let's say amen. The same thing goes for seraphs. The same thing goes for angels in the outer court. Let's say amen. Now, for us as men, when the Lord wants to change us after we are born again, he begins to bring doctrine to us. Whether it's the milk of the word, whether it's the meat of the word, or whether it's the things of the Father God, they bring it to us, first of all, as doctrine. Meaning, they bring teachings to us. Now, what's coded in teaching, Sister Runke, is life. Every time teachings are being given, which you find the core of ministries that preach righteousness, word of righteousness, the core of it, why you can see that the Igokes stay in Lekki Soul Center and teach 4 hours. Back then in those days, they can teach 5 hours. He can teach 6 hours those days in Lekki Soul Center. When he started, Daddy will start teaching from 11 in the morning. He can be there 7 in the night. He's still teaching. You know, people now can't take it. But the first fruit of the work in Lekki Soul Center, they can stay from 11. There was a time he stayed from 11 in the morning, 8 in the evening, he was still preaching. Now if you see someone, you know, when you go to Lekki Soul Center, it's probably one of the platforms in EGFM that has the highest, quantum of life. It's like directions always come these days from Lekki Soul Center. What gave birth to it was doctrine. Most of those through whom God brings tongues and interpretation in Lekki Soul Center are people who were there as first fruit, who had capacity to take doctrine. Now, while, you know, the tongues is not the justification of the doctrine, yet it's a sign of prosperity. Let's say amen. But much more, I'm talking about life is held within the boundaries of doctrine. If the Lord can't succeed to put doctrine in a believer, he will not succeed to call out his life from that believer. I'm not talking about your spirit and my spirit. I'm talking about things that we should do. Let's say amen. So doctrine is imperative for life. If doctrine cannot be successfully communicated, forget life. When I say life, forget lifestyle. Meaning, I will never be Christ, even though I'm reading Genesis to Revelation, if they don't teach what Christ is. Let's say amen. Amen. Now, it puts a thought around it. What is doctrine? Everybody say, what is doctrine? In the Greek, it's teaching. But with understanding, doctrine is using words to spell out the DNA of a being. Inside doctrine, there is just something, just one thing, the most important thing, Pastor K, in any doctrine is the DNA of that thing. Now, I didn't do too much, you know, of science. I was an art student, but I can remember this much. I like biology. Now, DNA is called deoxyribonucleic acid. For those who did biology, then RNA is ribonucleic acid. Those days, I remember I read, because I like reading a lot around, you know, human anatomy. I read and read and read until I stumbled upon a book written by, I think it should be a PhD holder, is a white man. I bought the textbook, it's a big human anatomy textbook back then. He said another word for DNA is life. Because out of it, so when a man comes together in sexual relationship with a woman, you know, the man brings 23 chromosomes, the woman brings 23 chromosomes that forms one cell that you can't see with your eye. Sperm and, you know, egg comes together, and inside of the core of that one cell that you can't see, they bring the cell out. You can't see it. It's too small. Inside of it is the full complete chromosome 46. Everything about the body of that child is in that one cell, particularly the nucleus. Now, what the nucleus is holding are informations. They use tamine, you know, cytosine, you know, there are all some forms of proteins arranged in certain manner. They used it to actually spell out every detail of that child's life. Every detail. You see, the shape of your ear was there. If you have long nose and you like it, it started from there. If you feel your nose is flat, just take it. It's not your fault. It's what was supplied. Every information. When you see some people, their toes are long. It started from there. So, as small as that one cell is, everything about the body life particularly appearance, even down to organs, are stored up. You know, that's where science looks crazy. But it's not science, it's God. Wherein God actually took all the information, the color of the hair, eyebrow, eyelash, gemu, your height, everything. Now imagine, they use proteins of different types to spell it out in the core. So what chromosomes are really, DNA, they're actually information of life. So all the other things are just guiding that information. When something goes wrong with chromosomes, it shows in the body when it eventually develops. Sorry, I want to use this example, not for mockery sake. You know, children that have Down syndrome, most times it's either their chromosomes are one more or one less. So when you see them, the way they behave, it's not their fault. It went wrong at informational level. So at times, evil spirits can go and even attack that at that level to make sure when the child comes out, it's not perfect. It's not okay. It's not like other children. Let's say amen. Now, so also, it is for doctrine. Now, all doctrine is actually holding one thing. Most times, it's God opens your eyes and you see doctrine. Doctrine is really one thing. But they now build many things around it. Every time you read doctrine in the Bible, you might not see it. It's there. So the other things they now, the apostles who God granted strength, Pastor K, to touch doctrine. Doctrine is life. It's like life wire. If you touch them, it will shock you. It kill you. So the apostles, God empowered them to hold it. Holding it, it fell into them. To hold it means they saw it. They handled it. Paul, John called it, we've seen, we've heard, we've looked upon. Our hands have handled. Pastor K was saying while he was leading prayer in RH yesterday. Our hands have handled it. When it falls into a person well aligned, just give it time. The same behavior, a seed that is a product of sperm and egg behaves. Because the day that thing, that egg and sperm comes together, it latches on to the wall of the womb and begins to grow. It just begins to grow. All the woman needs to be doing is be eating. As a matter of fact, that thing being there begins to sense adding secret things that sends message to the woman's brain. Be hungry. Be hungry. Be hungry. Be hungry. And you just see the woman that is always watching for her weight. Very careful. No, I can't eat that too. You just see her open her mouth everywhere. Only rice. They say, but you say you don't eat outside. Things have changed. There is somebody inside. Why? She's carrying something. That thing she's carrying alters her life. You see some ladies, very ladylike. Steps well calculated, catwalk, and it's good. Let's say amen. When they get pregnant, they work out anyhow. They have not sent anybody. Hey, madam, your work out not straight. Now your problem. I work out for you. May not let me take my own. Take join your own. Why? Because why? She's carrying something. When she was not pregnant, you know, when she sits down, crosses her leg. I see that in public. Now she sits down, she opens her leg, and she's looking at you. And what? What's happening to her? She's carrying something. It affects her sleeping pattern. It affects all her life. Her clothes become useless during the duration of that pregnancy. She sleeps different. She wakes different. She is always hot. Many things happen to women because they are carrying something. Really, what they are carrying is a manner of doctrine. If you look at it in a way, you know, we are all doctrines. Some people, by reason they grow up, they do very well in life, they die. People start studying them. They make monuments after them. They begin to learn them. They say certain, you know, just teaching about them. But really, the one we should learn is Jesus Christ. Because he is the doctrine. So that gives a sense. And the sense is that doctrine really is a word. Is a word. It begins as a, just one word is a code locked up. That when it is well swallowed, ministers who have held doctrine, what they are doing most times by is the spirit of that doctrine that comes upon them, and they continually interpret. They are interpreting. They are interpreting. So you find that spirit of that doctrine, for example, if it is Christ, the spirit of Christ which was in them, it begins as a word. As it grows, it shows its full color as a spirit. Particularly if it is the things of Christ, because the seed of Christ or the doctrine of Christ is spirit. It is that spirit that makes spiritual. Without that spirit or that seed or that word, a believer cannot be spiritual. Let's say amen. Amen. So a believer also who swallows Christ's doctrine. That's the reason why it's not the day you hear the teaching of Christ that the seed falls into you. Just like all things being equal, some women, they are married 1 year, they don't have children. It doesn't mean they are barren. Even though Satan sounds that very loud, you know, you are barren, I'm barren. You are not. Times of conception is dependent on a whole lot of factors. Naturally speaking, same with also spiritual, you know, conception. Because we are actually meant to give birth to Christ. He said, my little children in whom I travail in birth until Christ be formed. Now, he is a carrier of Christ. Galatians 1:16. He said, you know, Jesus, God separated him from his mother womb to reveal his son in him. That revelation is actually, it started as a seed. Then it grew until he became Christ full. If you look into Paul's soul, you will see a full-blown man. Christ is a man. He's a man. But he didn't start as a man. He began as a seed. And the seed, another word for seed, is doctrine. But that same Paul can now labor to push that thing out. He will bat it into some people. And he won't bat it all. He will also, first of all, bat seed. Let's say amen. Amen. So doctrine is life. Inside doctrine is everything that makes for life. Now, there's a wrong conception of doctrine that if God doesn't help all of us under our parents, we might see doctrine as something to learn and not something to have to become. Really, from the starting point of giving doctrine, what's in the mind of God is becoming. That time, you know, you see our parents, our pastors laboring. Even when they are saying things that seem technical. You know, many times we give up at that level. First works, last works. The on, like Reverend in Ilorin, when Daddy went to Ilorin, he said the on is a crown. Then you now had many, many crowns. You would just be like, let me go and drink water. By the time I come back, you would have passed this tribulation zone. Would have crossed. No, you see, that point is also part. Now, you can hear many words. It might just be one opening of eye that you will see the doctrine. Oftentimes, you can't tell the day you see the doctrine. To see the doctrine means you understand what is being said. And it means different things to different people, even though it's the same thing. Our souls differ. One thing that will make a person receive doctrine well is much hearing. I love one thing Pastor Thompson taught us years ago in writing division, many years ago, the parable of the sower. You know, there are four kinds of souls. You know, four types of soul. The wayside, the tunny, you know, thorn and thistle, one other one, the stony,
the wayside, the stony, the thorns and thistle, then the good ground. You know, Pastor Thompson just opened our eyes that all of us have those four levels of heart. You know, normally you just feel like, no, I don't have this one. I don't have this one. No. Nobody starts having the good ground. We all have wayside hearts. Then if you go into it small, you find stony. Then if you go into it, you find thorns and thistles. The Lord has to be pruning and pruning the hearts, the same way they are removing those things from the soil, until you arrive at a good ground. Now, when we start hearing doctrine of Christ, seed of Christ, God will not throw it there. Everything you'll be hearing, that's the reason why you don't play with hearing. You see, people who give so much time to hearing, they are the ones who quickly most times, particularly if they are hearing from their hearts, even if they are hearing for the wrong reason, Pastor. Even if somebody is saying, this is why I'm hearing, is because I want to go and tear Rev. Just be hearing. The thing will tear you. And tear sense out of you and tear proper sense into you. So you are better than the person who will say, me, I don't believe in just hearing. I believe in conformity. You will never conform. So in the place of hearing, the Lord will deal with the wayside heart. Now the things you are hearing, when the wayside heart was there, you understand? You know, you are hearing Christ though, but you won't see the seed. You won't. If God said, do not cast your pearls before swine, he said it. Be sure he won't cast it before you. So at that level, you will see many words. So many people are crying, lights, mysteries. You can even jump and run. Your angel will be screaming, come back. Come back. The journey is still far. Never run, go. You need to hear, you know, and different seasons of hearing. That wayside, when they confront it, those are, you know, in between times of trouble. The trouble is as a result of heart condition. The wayside heart, you know, can you give me that place? The interpretation. I just want to stress the importance of doctrine, then end with what Daddy said 2 weeks ago, in case anybody knows the particular place. It's still the same chapter, but where he began, our Lord began to interpret the parable. Okay, give me verse 18. Okay. Here, verse 18. Therefore, the parable of the sower, verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. So, when the word, Sister Sarah, is taught, something was cast into the heart. But that thing that is cast into the heart can't stay because of the estate of the heart. It can't stay. Is a wayside heart. The heart is not a heart that is the way. It's a side way. Meaning, it's not a heart whose total devotion is singularly to the things of God. I like the word wayside. It's different from the way. When you say, it's a narrow is the way. Straight is the gate that leadeth to. It means that heart can't, because way leads somewhere. So if it's a wayside heart, it means it can't lead to the place wherein that seed is meant to land. Now we all began at that level when we began to hear doctrine. When we were hearing doctrine, not for the purpose of what the doctrine is meant for. I, for example, I remember when I met this word in 2006. I was already ordained a minister where I was coming from, and I was ready to go do ministry. So coming and hearing this word, I just wanted to add it to what I know so that I'll be a better preacher. Now that's a wayside heart. It's not the way heart. He said, in the book of Proverbs, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof leads to destruction. So, arts are actually ways, Pastor Leakey. What the devil did with arts is that he made ways. Ways are paths that leads to destinations. So our heart, Satan has worked, evil spirits have worked on our heart, that if you check where we really, really want to arrive, it's not at the Father. The only heart that can receive the seed correctly is the good heart that can receive the heart, the seed of the kingdom. I want to be a powerful preacher. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be, they are all death destinations. Therefore, when we begin to hear Christ, they will be saying it. They can even be anointing you. You'll be giving the tongues. And pastors will be laboring to interpret. But it doesn't mean at that point, as long as what you really, really want to become, both the core and the circumference, is not Christ. I'm not trying to threaten you. Somebody will say, at least leave the circumference. Let us stay with the core. I mean, the more everything you want to become, like Pastor TJ taught us, our pastor this morning, everything you want to become, is Christ. Every other thing leads to it. But what you want to become is Christ. As you are coming for this meeting, you know, church service, meeting after meeting, deep down within you, all that you are obsessed with, I want to conform to the image of the Son of God. If you have that kind of thoughts inside of you, you have a good way. The way is already enshrined in you. So they can say concerning your heart that straight is the way. Narrow is the gate. That thing is talking about a way that doctrine fabricates. But if you stick with the doctrine, your heart can inherit that way. Let's say amen. Amen. Now he called it, verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. Because it's a wayside heart, you can't understand the doctrine. When they put the doctrine and your heart together, it creates a solution. Everybody says solution. That was a discovery 3 days ago. I was ministering somewhere. That word came. Pastor Leke was there. Eh? Now, the doctrine is correct. 100 people are hearing the minister preaching. And at the end of the meeting, you might have 70 interpretations of what the minister said from the 100 people. Some 2 people have the same interpretation. Some people, their own interpretation just stands aloof. Unique. It's not God. But there is one thing the minister is saying. Now, the minister is saying something as a result of a way that has been worked in the minister. But it's like when you bring sugar and water together, it creates a solution. Then you bring sugar and fuel together, it creates another solution. Sugar and kerosene, it creates another solution. So our heart makes the doctrine colored. So whatsoever state the heart is in, when you hear the doctrine, you discover that you don't arrive at what the man meant. But what the minister meant, what the Holy Ghost meant, you don't arrive at it. And so doing, the Holy Ghost will say, she doesn't understand it. Until the way, the issue of the way that the heart, you understand, wrongly is configured in, is addressed, a person might not make too much profit with the heart. So it's not the fault of the doctrine. Now you can hear some people, pastor, some people can be sitting on that truth for 4 years and they still don't understand the message. Then somebody comes in 6 months, the person has understood. 7 years later, the person who stayed 4 years didn't understand is barely still trying to catch up. The person has issues with the things that affect heart. Things like maybe they say submit to authority. Those things are meant to work on heart. But somebody looks at it, he says they like to control people. That's how churches are. I thought this church would be different with all the word that they have. Day two, they will say, submit, submit, submit. I know it. That's how that pastor in Ojo Elegba, that's how he did. He said, submit, submit, submit. This happened. That's how that pastor in Kuala Lumpur, submit, submit, submit. This happened. I thought with all these things, when I heard them on YouTube, I thought, you know, now I've come here. Well, yeah, I'll trust God. I know I'll take the word. I'm a Berean Christian. I'll take the word. You know, I'll remove the one. No problem. Another person comes and allows, because what ministers who preach the word preach, they don't only teach the word, they also preach their soul. That's what Paul told the Thessalonian brethren. One of the greatest blessings of Agin, for those who have listened to Agin, is when he shares his experience. You see, that time he shares his experience, he's giving you insight into his own heart. Meaning, see the heart that is carrying the word. When you hear Reverend, share his experience. When you hear Mommy Helen, share her experience, testimony of God's dealing. They actually, instead of just facing you with doctrine, they turn the other side and say, see the heart that is carrying the doctrine. At such point, it is wisdom, if you are wise, to trust God. Even if you can't attain to that estate, desire it. Paul said, I did not only preach to you the gospel in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. He said, I also pregave you my own soul. Did he mean Paul became soulless? He just spirit body and he lost his soul in Thessalonians after he left? No. He gave them the condition. It's mercy. One blessedness of being close to minister is that you see them for what they are. Then you are able to carry that same spirit of God that is upon them if your heart is good. Let's say amen. Now, I won't go into all the rest because that's not particularly where I'm going. I'm just particular about the issue of the heart. So we need to trust God that, you know, to work on our heart. Let our heart be worked on, because the beauty of doctrine is when it lands on a well-prepared heart. And the more it lands, it's doctrine that will work on the heart and deal inside doctrine is capacity to correct wayside heart. Inside doctrine is capacity to correct stony hearts. Stony heart is a formed heart. I've gone back to it again. I wanted to leave it. When I say something is stone, it means the force of coercion is too much, but on the wrong side. So when seed lands on it, it can't penetrate. Seed needs soil, not stone. Now, who made it strong is the devil. He knew every human being, we have potential to receive the right seed. So he went ahead of time to, meaning strong opinion about what life is. For some Yoruba people, it's difficult to preach a gospel in the Southwest that does not make rich. It's difficult. You know, this gospel is still in amongst youth. Wait, God needs to authorize the work more to hit the mainstream. Some ministers will get up and say, never. Because why? To an average Southwesterner, pleasure is life. Party. Good life. So when you are talking and you are talking suffering, you are touching the core of the formation, the force of coercion in a Southwester. He might not be so rich, but he wants to enjoy life. Kilati mashaye isyo koyemi. Be listening to your Bralare song. I'm warning you. It's for coercion. Now, that man who believes strongly that, you know, he must be rich, he must prosper, he wasn't born like that. Many things came together. Songs, tradition, movie, culture. Put it into him that he must be successful. He must make it in life until he became a form. So he's a stone. He's a heart, but he's a stone. Now God wants our heart to be stone on the right side. Ezekiel. Eh? God will write on fleshly tables of the heart as it has formed with Christ. But Satan has gone ahead and worked on another negative formation on the heart on the other side. And now when the doctrine of Christ comes, he begins to confront it. At that level, meaning Christ's doctrine will be confronting formation. Now, it will not just confront in doctrine alone. That's where Christ's gospel, Pastor TJ was saying this morning, is power. As you are hearing it, confronting your heart's formation that is tight, it will also be creating the atmosphere to break the heart. Some people just said they started hearing the doctrine. Things began going somehow around them. Because God knows that what is also sustaining the heart is the environment. Satan did it that the heart is dependent on the environment. The environment is dependent on the heart. It's mutual partnership. So some people, they begin hearing the doctrine, not because God is against their prosperity. No, God just knows that if they must break this heart, they need to take away some things. Like you've heard our daddy's story. when he wanted to do business, things wasn't working. Everything that he didn't work. Eh? It's God's mercy. Now, if those things are working and you are not giving daddy the doctrine, we would never have met daddy. So God, in wanting to break at that doctrine of Christ, is so powerful, it will be judging things without. You just discover some people, the business used to work. That's what is beginning of tribulation, even in Christ's doctrine. Business, they used to call you, pam, pam, supply me 490 cartons. And the guy's heart is relaxed. On this 490 cartons of this commodity, he will make 2.5 million. So you now see him, he's somewhere. Somebody is now playing message. Pastor Aya is preaching. Christ! I say you are not hearing you. Say Christ! The guy, can you pack in here off that thing? Onkilong pariwo. Christ, Christ, Christ. Shane in Lashay, why die any? They will say, wait. Maybe he now comes into a circle. God is hunting him. They now send a sniper angel after him. When the sniper angel got to his own angel, he said, relax. I have an order, a greater order from above. They say, you should allow me have my way for the next 6 months. And the angel began to dance. Now, demons that you think should be, you know, rejoicing, they start crying. Because why? This angel that has come has no mercy. And it just begins from that 490 containers that is coming on the sea. The angel just goes there like Jonah. He just says, I not touch the sheep. He begins to play in the water. Zoo, 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 zoo. Play in the water. And he's telling, he say, I not touch the sheep. Oh. Breaking news. Sheep was drowned, but all the members of the crew survived. Only the goods were lost. Then you see the guy. He goes to his prophet, or Babalawo, because there are Christians who go to Babalawo. And they will tell him, it's your competitor. It's Lamboshe and Co. They know you are doing well, but don't worry, don't worry. Or if it's a prophet he goes to, they'll say, no, don't worry. You know, say the Lord. Sniper angel is there. Be prophesying. They will break him until you see him shaking like he's crying. Just fast forward 6 months later, crying. When they are preaching Christ, you just see him, very humble, meek. You say, everybody allowed, can you hear? Because why? They have dealt with him. What they are after is his heart. 6 months later, sniper angel will say, my work is done. He's going back. They will be hailing him, sniper, Baba. Ojise Olorun, ti o ki fail. Then you see the guy come to meet him, sit at the back, very loyal. When they are giving tongues and interpretation, he bows down. Some of you are eating chewing gum. The guy will be like, the people don't fear God. Where they held him. You see, that stony heart, they'll crumble it. Then the one that has tongues and tissues. Let's read it. The tongues and tissues heart, then I'll leave there. Verse 22. He also that received seed among the tongues is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word and becometh unfruitful. This one doesn't have a wayside heart. It doesn't have a stony heart. This one's heart even received the word, but the cares. Everybody say cares. Pastor mentioned it yesterday RH, Pastor TJ mentioned it today, meaning the things that the person is concerned for that are not the things of Christ. Now, the mystery of the cares of this world is that they are legitimate. A person is married maybe for 5 years and hasn't given birth. Should the person not worry? Humanly speaking. Everybody has kept quiet. naturally speaking, the person has every right. I say naturally speaking, to be concerned. But the Lord would want to empower the person to be stronger than that. I know it might sound one kind. It might look like because you don't born, you don't know what it'd be like. But the truth is, we don't measure we are not the yardstick. God's word is the yardstick. He calls it the cares of this life. Everybody call it the cares of this life. How do I know? This world is this life. It's not the cares of the world to come. It's not the cares of the world of godliness that now is. It's this world.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eba face you so feel so real and so real. O see you new real, but you real new. You see you real. Me of is you view, serial by nisioni real, the serenio vaccine is renewed. Even so, priest on to renew. Eons and free, this you renew. Eas renew. Eas you, we see you to renew. We see you, this for seals to renew. Is you renewing? Is you your renewing? Is your renewing? Is you to renew? To renew? To renew? Is you so refuses to renew? 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 Even to awaken you, even in purity, to awaken you to a purification. Yeah, sanctification is to sanctify you. Is to renew in sanctification. Is to purify you. Is to purify you. We are showing you even a pure heart. Purified reigns. Oh, purified heart. A heart that is purified enough to house this precious seed. This precious seed. This precious seed. For you see, you're in a season, says the Spirit of God, where this precious seed is even being sown. It's even being sown. And we're looking for hearts. Hearts that have been renewed. Hearts that have been made ready. Hearts that have been made ready. Even to house this good ground, to receive this doctrine as a seed, and to allow this doctrine to grow so that the formation, if the formation that can house God, the formation that can house God can be fully raised. For you are in the season of this raising, says the Spirit of God. You are in the season of the raising, of that sure foundation that can house God, that can receive even the building of God, that can take even the raisings of God. So we are showing you how you walk in the purity of this season. The purity of this season is to prize even the delivery of this seed above every and any other thing. For it needs to be precious. It needs to be precious in your heart. So we are renewing your mind. We are renewing your heart, even with these thoughts, even with these teachings, to bring you to the point where you can receive this seed. Receive it for what it is worth. It is me. It is me. It is me in bite bite-sized pieces. It is me in a miniature form. That as I grow in you, as I grow in you, I will take over. I will take over all of you. All of you. All of you. Your heart, even your heart, needs to be renewed in this manner to receive this seed. Receive this seed. Even with the renewal of your mind. The renewal of your mind. Even the purification. Yeah, the sanctification of your heart, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, talking about cares of this life, I just find in my heart to stay some there. I don't intend to go so far into what Daddy thought. Daddy has that very great grace. This church is one of the most difficult places to preach. The anointing, every other anointing is like when you come to church, they all stay outside. Church has its own anointing. So it's difficult. Normally you go for meetings, very easy, you know, like that, by God's grace you start ministering. But when it comes to church, it's a different thing altogether. Let's say amen. Now, cares of this life. Everybody say cares. It's like many. One care, two care, three care, four care, five care. You understand? Some people might have maybe 10 cares. Some might have 50 cares. Some might have one major, tangible, fat, well-fed care. But the danger of it is of this life. Now, is it this one, for a person to cross this place, for a soul to cross this place, we need mercy. For a soul to cross this place, a soul can be sitting where truth is being taught and not cross this place. Now, this place is the boundary or the last line a soul crosses before conception. A soul who crosses this place will just discover that the moment the soul dies the prerequisite death in learning the things of Christ, if the soul can die in this regard, to the cares of this life, seasons after that, the person will be coming to meeting and will be understanding. The person will just come to meeting. Now, it's a state and it's a work. That work can only be arrived at by the much washing of the doctrine of Christ. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of water, by the word. It can only take much Christ, meaning the person is still hearing Christ. Now, I'm not going into the details, the technicality. I'm doing overall work. The person can hear Christ and hear Christ. They deal with the way heart. They deal with the stony heart. But you see, way heart, this cares of this life, there are things that is as pertaining to our life. Let's say amen. In a measure, sir, there are things that pertain to our legitimacy. Like I talk about the issue of maybe a child, for example. That might seem loud. Let me put some other ones around it. For a minister like me, a young minister, preaching well can be a care. It can be anything. As in, you stand and you are able to have utterance to minister God's word at a level you feel satisfied with, that you are preaching, you are doing well, can be a care. Now, that state of heart, I've experienced it many times, would not be, because a heart that is like that will not be settled enough. Not just to hear what alone, it will not be disposed enough to understand. Because understanding is meant to fall on a heart that has been washed. The goodness of that land is not a goodness of human being good. It's a goodness arrived at as a result of much word. Meaning the word conditions some type of goodness for a seed that is good to be sown in it. So, wanting to marry is a care. That's where I fear. It's a care. It's a legitimate. Sister Ronke, it's a legitimate. It's not something you'll be like, it's not necessary. Now, Satan went and stayed there. That's how wicked Satan is. He went and stayed there. This thing is important to my life in this world. He called it the cares of this life and deceitfulness of riches. That other translation called it deceitfulness of riches. Luke called it pleasures. Everybody say pleasures.
So you can interchange them. It means pleasures can be deceitful. I want to attend to this. It can occupy a soul so much that the soul will not. There is a heart state that should understand doctrine. There's something about soberness and understanding. How many of you have checked it? Some of your most troubled seasons are your seasons of best understanding. Can I see your answer if it has ever happened to you? When it looks like things are down for you. Yes, you know, sorry to use, maybe you have crisis, financial crisis sometimes. Sometimes maybe somebody's not feeling well in the home. In the midst of all that trouble, now it's not God who did it, it's the devil. Yeah? In the midst of all that, there is a way your heart is, you understand? It's like you are vulnerable to the Lord at that time. So when you come for meeting, in your mind, you are not thinking of one big thing, one contract. No, you are just there, just waiting for what Reverend will say. And for once, Reverend said something and it made sense. You just be like, wow. He said, did you hear that? The other guy, his pleasures of riches is in his mind. He said, the person will tell you what was said. And did you hear that? I heard it. He said, it's in the most holy that the thing happens. I know. Did you hear that? He said, it's in the most holy the thing happens. Okay. You know he didn't hear that. So really, we don't only hear with this one. We hear with this one. So Satan now made sure he went ahead to work on this one. Way, stone, then the cares. Now, care means, you know, it's a legitimate, but it's the context in which it is said is that you make it a weight. That's the context in which it is said. It becomes a weight. He said, casting all your cares upon him because he careth for you. You make it a weight. It becomes a burden. It becomes a meditation. It's likely the last thing you slept with yesterday night, the first thing you woke up with. And as you are driving to work, that was the thing you are thinking about. You know, you're just thinking, you understand? The house rent. Somebody will ask, okay, what do I do about it? You can talk to your pastor about it. Let's say amen. Another thing, you can pray about it. There's another thing you can do. Cast it to the Lord. Can I take it? We say he cast it. It comes back to you. Cast it again. It comes back to you. Just be casting it until you become a caster. The thing too, after sometimes, we may do break. When you are casting, you are casting. Eh? Then deliberately say, because every time cares stand in the place of our hearts, you are in a meeting and you cannot, all things being equal, concentrate on that meeting because of an affairs of this life. Just know it, that something is around the corner to cheat, and we should not allow it. Let's say amen. Amen. May God grant us grace and strength to have skill in our hearts. That whatsoever it is, it can wait. It can wait. Okay, I need to marry. It can wait. Is it now we marry? Now, Satan might quickly add another one. But I've been like this for 3 years. Tell him, wait. Wait. You know, God is wanting to raise a people who are strong. I know it might not be easy, humanly speaking. But God is not saying we should do it with our power. Grace is in the things that we are also hearing. Let's say amen. Amen. Back to the issue of doctrine. Now, doctrine is holding life. So wherever doctrine falls, life has fallen, but it hasn't appeared. The same way you plant a seed, a bean seed, a corn seed on the ground, it falls. All things being equal, the soil is right, the temperature is right, you water it, you don't see it, but it is there. The life of a corn is inside. It's just a matter of time it will sprout. Now, where, you know, teaching dovetails with commandment is that teaching has within it commandments. Everybody say teaching.
Teaching.
Now, you know our body instructs itself. How many of you know our body instructs itself? When you say you are hungry, it's because certain hormones are sent from some part of your body to another part of your body that you are hungry. If something goes wrong, There might be no food in your stomach for 3 days. If that message is not sent, you will not know you are hungry. Go, if you go to, you know, teaching hospitals, you see all kinds of cases there. The guy is actually not ate for 7 days, but he's not hungry. Now, if he continues like that, he might die. But the way God designed the body is that when there is not enough food here, something from here will send a message to the brain. Then the brain will make the body aware you need to eat. Guy, wake up. Now, inside, that information was inside the seed. That first day it was sown. It's inside. Now, most times when we hear doctrine, that word goes in. We don't have the mastery to pick the commandment. There is the teaching part, which is light. Order of doctrine. For example, the seed that is called Christ has layers of revelation knowledge, faith, hope, charity. I can assure you the Lord had to show so much mercy on a generation to empower his servant, Reverend Kaldo Igoke, to see that. It's like taking a bean seed, Sister Sarah. You now take it under the microscope to study it. You know they've done it. If you open agricultural textbook, they will tell you they open the bean seed, the endocarp, the radicle, you understand, all the things that are inside of it. They've studied it. Now that's what God helped apostles to do. They actually saw the seed called Christ. And they taught it. Apostle Paul wrote it. Now when that seed falls into us, into me, into you, we don't know the commandment he wants to bring forth. We don't understand it because it's never entered us before. That's the beauty of teachers and preachers. Because they will now begin to tell you, at times you are listening to a minister and he tells you some things and you'll be like, aha, I've actually experienced that before. Let me give you one example. Many people have experienced spiritual vision, not knowing. There are three types of vision. Spiritual vision, trance, and open vision. Spiritual vision is very short. Most times in worship, in prayer, you know, many people see visions. Many people don't know that it's a vision. They just think it's their mind. Because it's very fast. Sometimes it looks like, you just maybe you saw an angel. You just be like, no, it's my mind. Many times, you know, spiritual vision occurs. It's your spirit. As a result of the atmosphere of the spirit, an allowance of the Holy Ghost just sees into the realm of the spirit. But when you are teaching it, some people just be like, oh, but you've experienced it. Now, in the same vein, what ministers do when they preach Christ, they strive for the seed to be sown. Now, when the seed is sown, you also find the ministers is Pauline spirit, is epistle spirit. They will now begin to tell you about the instructions that go with it. It's like it starts at a high revelational note. Particularly apostolic teaching ministries like that of daddy and our parents. You understand? He starts teaching, then he ends in doings. They will tell you, you should do this. As a husband, you should love your wife. But that didn't start like that. It started with one very, very complex thought. Then later on, they will now be telling you, love your wife. That where all this doctrine is leading to is to love your wife. They're actually telling you the commandments that the seed would eventually bring. Now, at that point, it might not be a personal commandment to you. Am I saying the truth? How many of us, when Mommy Ellie is sharing our commandments, can you take some of them raw? At that time, there are some things Mommy Ellie says. I would just be like, wow. We will hear again. Because at that level, I can't even take it. So I store it in the things that I want to attain unto. But at that level, I can't do it. Frankly speaking, I will not lie. I can't do it. When I hear this, I'll be like one time Mommy Ellie went to preach. He heard Pastor Azuka say it, you know, during the UK convention. She flew from Lagos to, UK. Preached for weeks. Finished preaching. No offering. No nothing. And she flew back. Me, I would have made use my face to tell them. Do. What's your problem? Maybe the last message, I'll be like, there's a move of the spirit here this morning. Eh? Because they need to know what is right. How would I go back? I fly. I be wish. Now, Mommy Ellie went, preached, came back, didn't say anything. No, there are levels. A level would go and come back, angry, grumbling. Then tell everybody. Don't read their charts. Don't pick their call. They say they're inviting you for next year. Want to book you ahead of next year. I won't be available, please. She came, didn't say anything. We didn't know until Pastor Azuka opened his mouth and said it. And Pastor Azuka said they didn't know until Pastor Thompson came and was like, that shouldn't have been like this. But that's a level. Now imagine me, I heard that too. Don't try it. Say, Pastor, that's a commandment for you. The next time you come for our fellowship, we'll make you do it. I'll prove to you my level is not yet there. Praise God. So when the ministers are preaching and they are talking commandment, it might not be what you can do, but the seed has fallen into you. All things being equal, you don't have a wayside heart, you don't have a stony heart, you don't have a torn and tissue heart, you don't have a good heart, the seed falls into you. Now inside that seed are all the instructions of the life of Christ, using it as a template. Inside it. Now, to begin with, as the Holy Ghost knows you don't have the mastery of that seed, the seed really should be talking, behaving out of you. But the Holy Ghost will begin by instructing you. You know that when they say spirit of life, it's different from the Holy Ghost. Spirit of Christ is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can behave upon you or within you. It can behave the attitude of the Spirit of Christ. But the Holy Ghost is not the Spirit of Christ. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the third person of the Godhead. He is God. But you see that seed, because when it landed in you, you don't know all its workings. So the Holy Ghost can be instructing you, like if it's that seed instructing you, can tell you, don't seek your own. Maybe charity. Seek it not our own. It begins as instruction. The Holy Ghost will be instructing you. You understand? Maybe as a mother, they keep you in care of 3 children. One of them is your own. Two is not your own. That gives the Holy Ghost ground. It's possible he's the one who even moved the other 2 people to bring their children. So he gives the Holy Ghost ground. Maybe you can't hear the seed raw at that level. So the Holy Ghost will tell you, you understand, take care of these children equally. If you must give one less treatment, let it be your own. Let it be what? So when you are serving the food, Spirit of Christ is at work. It's just food though. And I can assure you, flesh also is at work. You can just be there. Something will just tell you, I know my pikin likes meat very well. He likes meat. You understand? We don't play with meat in this house. So let this one, got this small meat. You understand? Then you take your child into the room and say, you understand? I want you to eat here. Stay here. You know children, they will embarrass you. Stay here. Go jambi. You say, don't worry. I said, I there's a reason I want him to stay in the room. Oh, yeah, you guys, eat. The guy will just buy back door and bring the rice out. And all the guys around will just be like, wow. This is meat. This is meaty. The Holy Ghost will begin to bring instruction. What he is trying to do is to train you to rest, to know that seed. Because that seed is a spirit. He said, if the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, you understand, how did he put it? For the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free. He didn't say the Holy Ghost made me free. It is law or spirit that makes free. Initially, he begins by instructing you. But after some time, they will begin to tell you, to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Meaning, you know that seed very well. So in you, there is the right seed, Christ's seed, or doctrine. At that level, doctrine will begin to talk. It will just find that seed, which is doctrine. That doctrine inside of you, there are things some of us do. It's not the voice of the Holy Ghost. Something tells you, sometimes it's not your spirit. It's just that doctrine that is growing, that man, the new man in you, that is growing as a seed, is growing into a man. It tells you, don't think that thought. Because it's alive. It's not a thing, it's a being, it's a person. A person sown by a word that grows into a living man. He said, for God who separated me from my mother's womb to reveal his son in me. So when you see Paul, he is spirit. You can actually separate Paul. There is his spirit. There is his soul. There is his body. There is the Holy Ghost that sealed his spirit. Then there is a man inside of him. That man wasn't a man. He began as a seed. The same way the day a man sleeps with a woman and she conceives, there is no child in her. As it were, if you open her womb, you might not see anything, but there's something there. But give it time. That thing will grow until you see a being that will cry, that can talk, that can laugh, that can poo-poo, that can shout, that will grow to become, you know, a responsible person in life. So also is the seed of the gospel. So whether it is the seed of Christ or the seed of the incorruptible seed, things everlasting, or God, we need to attend to them. So it begins as doctrine. So don't play with hearing. Jesus will say, take it how you hear. For many of us, we don't need to be encouraged not to listen to things that are not Christ. What we need to be encouraged is to give the more earnest heed to the things which we are hearing. Brothers, sisters, I mean, be meticulous. And you can listen in many ways. You are, you know, driving, you are listening, you are going to school. You know, some of you can just take long stroll. Particularly if your work is not too far, or, you know, you can, maybe you work in an estate, you know, you are on your way 7 a.m., you're already in the estate. You can walk. Walk in the next 40 minutes. Listen to something. Repeat some places. So that certain things will register. You have alignment of doctrine. When it is properly aligned, it will grow. All you need to do is just be hearing. As you are hearing, like a seed in the womb of a woman, it will grow and grow. And its commandments, Holy Ghost will begin to bring it. But as you have mastery over it, that thing begins to instruct you. He said, cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew right spirit. Right spirit begins as seed. Doctrine. Word. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Rounding up, Daddy began talking that 2 weeks ago, the week before community service, about commandments of everlasting life. That there are commandments of love that are everlasting life. Of course, there are charity commandments. Let's say amen.
Amen.
We all know charity commandments in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Of course, love are in grades. There is the love towards all the saints. Let's say amen. The peak of every realm is love. Is love. What, you know, if you take away love from a Christian conversation at any level, it becomes religion and religious. So he said, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love. So faith precedes love. Faith gave ground for love demands to come. Ability to love all believers. He heard that from the Ephesian brethren. In the doctrine of Christ, they've heard faith, outer court, hope, lampstand, charity, altar of incense. When they got to that place, you understand, the Lord began to put a demand on the church, you understand, in Corinthians. And he began telling them, now it's amazing, Sister Sarah, what the Lord was calling love. Now, what the Lord called love are not things that are easy to do. Everybody said they are not easy. I didn't hear you say they are not easy. It's because they are not easy that we quickly draw back from them. Pastor TJ said something this morning that blessed me. I'll paraphrase it. Every time we do love, it's always at the expense of our peace. Quote unquote, wrong peace. There's a peace we've had before the Lord begins to put demands of love at the level of charity. Let's say, for example, seeketh not our own. You have been used to, you know, your own. Is it that thing, Pastor? It can only take God's light and commitment to it by God's grace to break free from my own. We've been trained to just stick to our own, love our own. It's a disease. It's ingrained in every human being. Now, a person now comes to charity and they now begin to tell him that charity seeketh not our own. Now, the moment that becomes a commandment that registers on the soul, I can tell you, war has started. Prior till that time, there is a war you don't fight. You might even think you don't seek your own. If they are talking seeketh not our own, just be like, oh, no, I seek that one. I don't have that problem. No, we passed that level 5 years ago. You understand? Where we are now is thinketh no evil. You understand?
And I knew if I passed that, I'll enter the realm of the unknown tongue. No problem. Just wait, like Pastor TJ said. You see that level you are, realm of that thinketh no evil. Now move 50 steps backward. Just count it. 1, 2. I don't know whether you will go out of 1 Corinthians and go back to Romans, book of Acts. Imagine one step is one chapter. Maybe you land in John. You land around where they are crucifying Jesus on the cross. Praise God. So they said, seeketh not our own. For you not to seek your own, that is a high... You know, one thing the Lord has been dealing with my heart is just a humility around God's things. Humility. Thank God for the things our prayers are saying. If daddy says we are there, we are there. Let's say amen. Amen. But there is a way daddy sees. There's a way you see. You know, there's a way God sees. In God's eyes, we are perfect. In God's eyes, he's seeing us by faith. So oftentimes, a father can just look at you and be talking over you and tell you, yes, by the time you hear daddy at times, you just be like, all I need to do is stretch a little more and touch the tree of life. Let me just stretch. God, just make me elastica. I just take it and begin to eat it while I go home. Small, small. And I did from Pastor Ayo. But when you come to church, you know, as you heard that in School of the Spirit, and I say it is true. Everybody say it is true. That is, say you are there, you are there. But there's different sides to the coin. Then you now come to church and hear pastor. Because you just be expecting that daddy said, you know, eternal life, already touching eternal life, everlasting life, eternal life. And pastor will just call you and begin to teach you charity. And you'll be wondering, now waiting. Not the temptation, which is part of childishness. You might think, maybe the church is not making progress. Pastoring is different from apostoling. Apostolic strength is in wisdom. Delivering raw wisdom. Sometimes you think you know it. I can assure you, you've not known it. So the Lord began to deal with me. Humility. Meekness around things that are being said. That in the place of not being meek enough, you take some things and you've not taken it. Now, in all sense of humility under appearance, God has blessed me in a little measure with a revelational mind. I'm very revelational in my thinking. So oftentimes when you people are talking, I'm listening. It's so, you know, good in a measure. I don't have to write. I will just capture what you say by God's grace. Just say it. I can be like that meeting for 3 years. I will just be hearing and I will remember when I need to. I will remember. Then God has helped me. I could also discern doctrine in different strengths by reason of following God's servant around. And God has helped me also small that I can tell my level from the level. So it makes me, I'm happy. Always happy. I've woken up this morning, I've seen my level very well. Coming here, my level has spoken sense to me. I know what to say. While I was still there, God helped me not to say what I shouldn't say. Let me say what I should say. Then apart from that, at times I'll see when people are talking, I'll be looking that, I wish this person would just stay at this level. Because why? Not staying at this level is showing in the spirit. Is reading very, very loud. While I was in Port Harcourt, one thing the Lord was dealing with my heart, he said, be meek. Around doctrine, around thoughts. He said, these things are not, I saw distance. I had visitation that Saturday of writing the vision. You understand? Of course, who didn't feel bad? I felt bad. I called my wife. I said, Sio, they sent me away from Lagos. Then spirit was gone. That's how they move. I said, what kind of thing is that? They just cooled down. How come it is that week? I am out of Lagos. Reverend said, I have never attended a meeting like this before. Money Mokbe. Che! What is your mean setting? But while I was there, pushing the thought away, I had a visitation in Brother Otonye and Sister Talatu's room. The summary of the visitation, you know, I carried food while writing the vision was going on. I wanted to eat. You know, when we are here, we can't eat. Except for Pastor that eats all our biscuits and drinks all our water. Just watch us anytime we are
camera, just check it. Count the biscuits when we start. Count it. Then note who is eating it. Note who is eating it. He eats it, eats our chewing gum, drinks our water. I will not say anything more than that. And this I say in charity. You are not the one giving announcement, so you are not saying anything after I have said it. Praise God. Now, you know, we are friends, we are twin brothers. You have to wait for another day to get back. Not today. Just stay in charity. Fervent charity. So that you have entrance into everlasting life. Praise God. So I was there in Port Harcourt. So I said they should give me food. You understand? They gave me food. Normally, I just eat twice. I like eating twice a day. It's not fasting. There's a way I feel uncomfortable when I eat three times. And I'm not Pastor Thompson that just eats once. Me, I like food. But the normal day, I eat three times. If you leave me, I'll eat five times. In the middle of the night, I'll be looking for what to eat. Back then, I'm just repenting once more. So here I was. You understand? The food we ate in the morning was not something, you understand? I wasn't in the mood to eat that morning. So I just ate small. So later that afternoon, while, you know, the meeting was going on, I was hungry and I was thinking, everybody is concentrating on the meeting. If I ask for food now, won't I look canal? But nobody told me when the hunger changed here. I went to tell them. I said, man, I want to eat my own food. They said the meeting is going on. I said, if you can, just make it happen. Anyhow, I want to eat now, please. And they brought food. Now, I carried the food. The meeting was going on. And wow, the presence on the meeting in Lagos was so strong. That's why I know people who are outside, God gives them grace. God knew in my heart, if I had a way of disappearing and running away from Port Harcourt, I would have done it. They would just be looking for me. They would not see me. They would just see me on TV. Just see, I sat there. But I just had to sit there. Carry the food I wanted to eat, plantain, you know, and the other thing I was going to eat with it. And I just started gnashing my teeth. The thing came so strong. It was like if I was burning. You know, the experience was so much. I had to carry the food before I pour it away. It's been long. I've had that kind of thing. And go into my room. I had an experience. But one thing came out of it at the end. Meekness. Then the Lord now helped me see. We are close. Oh, everybody say we are close. But I am far. We. It's a collective thing. You know, at times, the grace upon the man of God can be moving everybody forward. It's good to separate between that grace and me. That thing is apostolic grace on him. And the thing behaves on him, on mommy, on the leadership, to chart direction. Now, daddy has been a believer for over 40 years, been doing ministry, this ministry, for almost 40 years. Yeah? So I shouldn't think. Now, if you ask me, do I want to be where daddy is? Sincerely speaking, pastor, sincerely speaking, I want to be there. Not authority. I mean, enter. As daddy puts his leg, we jump inside. But I know, I've tried, I've checked. It's not that easy. So the Lord, I just heard the Lord saying meekness. He said, take your time to grow. He said, take your time to grow. Now that's the blessedness of church. When you listen to Pastor Thompson in Love Seal, because I listen, Pastor Tosin, at times you might think, you understand, that maybe they are far behind. Pastoral work is different from apostolic prophetic work. If you think pastor can't teach some of those things, many of us will be left out. So that you see, the Lord will come here. We go to minister. Me and Pastor Leke will minister in a number of places this week together. You just get there, grace is available. You can keep there for 4 hours. The grace of our parents is at work. Just be teaching. But when you come to church, the moment Pastor told me yesterday in Ibadan, I'm ministering, you understand, another atmosphere. I told myself this morning, I don't like this atmosphere. I said it. So after preaching now, the atmosphere should go. You know, because it's another thing. It's different from that gathering we have. Because in the realm of the spirit, anointings are not the same. Meetings are not the same. Platforms are not the same. It's all the work of the Lord, the war, the church, as it were. But authority varies. And the Lord knows if you jeopardize things that happen in churches, things that are being done in places like EGFM will not have a place to land. It will not have a place to land. So, you know, at times we come to a meeting, our mind fights the minister. Because just feel like, you know, the thing is where they are saying, you understand, the rod. It is true. But for us, if pastor comes and begins to teach the rod, many of us will not grow. So as daddy is building from up, pastors are building from behind. To make sure a people come who can do it. That's the basis. That's the place you now find things like commandments. Oftentimes, pastoral work is not sweet in the mouth. Pastoral word is not sweet in the mouth. Because it looks like, particularly when you compare it with apostolic prophetic strength that you find in EGFM, you just feel like, no. No, this one has to be there. So that we will grow. We have to bring things down and say it again. Where did they tell you? Do commandment. Love. Love your wife. You will be amazed. You think it's everybody who is in our midst that love their wives? You think it's every woman that submits to her husband? You think it's every employer that takes care of their employee? And you just don't address those issues by the gospel, building line upon line. Things that makes for Christ. And God has shown us mercy. Daddy is teaching commandments of everlasting life. Love commandments. We should thank God for it. And do our best to keep pace. And pray for pastor. Can I say this as a church? We need to pray for our pastor and our mommy. Most of the warfare they are going through is because of us. Remove new and living way from pastor and mommy. Their lives will change. In 1 week. There's a spirit of burden on the work that they fight. Pastor says, support. Evil spirit. As a young minister under them, I know. It's not just when evil spirit comes. There's what is called weight of a church. Everybody say weight. It's a weight. If that weight falls on you, you might not be able to eat. You just find people's burden. The Holy Ghost will carry it and put on you. You can't tell yourself you are sad, you are angry, you are depressed, you're normal you. If they take that in away, you might be an excited person. But the Holy Ghost, where would he put it? Jesus is carrying the one he's carrying for the whole church, the worldwide, heaven and earth. So he now said, come and pastor church. Yeah? So he carries it and puts it on pastor. Sometimes just the information a pastor hears is enough to make him have an heart attack. I remember one day, this year, you know, it was me and Pastor TJ. In one day, we went for naming ceremony. We went for birthday. We went to bury somebody. In one day. And you have to behave. You don't take the atmosphere of burial and bring it to naming ceremony and be making your face. They will be like, you want to kill us? We are rejoicing. So the fact that you just saw a corpse doesn't mean you come there, you know, say, no, you have to rejoice. Praise the Lord! Maybe somebody would follow the Wusa cops. Just be looking like, why should we praise him? Now, imagine what pastors go through. Now, me, I only just did that together with Pastor TJ outwardly. But how about when you now carry that burden? You are carrying it. Somebody calls you. Bah, because sometimes the Lord designed it that as shepherd talks to sheep, they cast things on them. You cast things. You know, some of us are married. Our fathers of home. You are out of town. They just called you that one person is sick at home. Or let me even come down. Generator spoiled. You know that feeling? The car, last month, took the car. VIO, they've taken it. They said they won't release it until Monday. They took it on Saturday evening. How do you feel? Now imagine what is not a car. A person, a family, they are going through a downtime, and every time the husband will call you, the wife will call you. The husband will call you, the wife will call you. The husband will call you, the wife will call you. Then evil spirits attack you. Angels bring message to you. Holy Ghost puts weights on you. The Holy Ghost, Jesus will come and visit you. All of them on them. It's what to pray for them. We should have an attitude that is good when we come for meetings. You know, can I tell you this? I'm a pastor under them. Many of us are ministers under them. There's just that thing when we come for meeting. At times, you can pick it. You know, it happened last year. when I were teaching, I think it was when we were taking the series on healing, you could just speak it in the atmosphere. Maybe somebody just feel like maybe this is not what we should be doing. You can't tell where that, you don't know what has stirred the man of God to take that stand. Pastor didn't take that decision until he spoke to daddy. He said we want to take a series on healing because Satan was attacking brethren in that regard and it needed to be done. And it was obvious, that thought, it was like a thought, it was a confrontational thought. So one of those days I came to round up Sunday school and I said, I know that thought is hanging there that, you know, we should enter doctrine and teach life. You are not carrying anybody. You don't have an idea of what is happening amongst people. So it's good to encourage faith. Your faith, let your faith encourage. Somebody say, would I pretend? I'm not saying pretend. I say walk by faith. Don't walk in the flesh. Learn to encourage. Don't let them bear the burden of being parents over a house as ours with pain. They see you come in the hard cut. Boom. No. At least that it be that you are not contributing to it. Let's say amen. Amen. So me, I feel we should do our everlasting commandment to them also. That love command, will you do it to them? I remember years ago, I was out of Lagos. Went to, you know, serve somewhere. Pastor sent me. Now, the burden of work that season, Pastor, was so much. It was so much. Because any call that comes, somebody has a need. Somebody needs a counsel. Somebody has. So it's like, once you see call, it's work. So a sister now called me. And I picked a call. And she said something that broke me. And the thing has touched me for years. She just asked, how are you doing? That's not the kind of thing I hear. Have you eaten? It's only my wife that does that. Hope you are feeling fine. You need to know how that thing touched me. It touched me because every call is always putting a burden. Every. At some point, to be frank, like 4 years ago, I made up my mind I was running from students. That was 4 years ago or 5 years ago. I just made up my mind. In my mind, because I was like, I was overwhelmed. Don't mind me. I was just part of my own flesh too. I just said, look, I'm not attending. I used to minister very well on campus, particularly Unilag, Gadite. I was like, no. Because it's like no space. Back then, I don't have that grace again. I can counsel for 10 hours. I remember one day I counseled from 1 in the afternoon till 11 in the night. 11. I was seated. House was full. People were coming, counseling. But now I can't try it again. No, I don't have that grace. Yeah. So it was in that season. And what pained me was that I discovered I was lagging behind spiritually. I come for meetings. I would interpret tongues, but I wasn't understanding what was being said. So it wouldn't have touched me if it didn't get there. I would have been going on. But I just discovered I wasn't measuring. I knew in my spirit I was lagging behind. So I just told myself, enough. People should just leave me alone. Tell them, just leave me alone. They should leave me. Everybody has their life. I said it. I didn't even tell my wife. I didn't. I just kept quiet. So people, you like students back then, many of them are married now. They will call me. I'll be looking at their phone like this. I won't pick it. I made up my mind. I said, I won't pick it. Now, I don't have strong will. But that time, I made up my mind. I was like, me too. I don't want to die spiritually. Be counseling people, be pastoring people that you are not growing. No. And I now went for a meeting. The person is a relative of Mommy Lillian. He's a prophet. Some of us know him. It's the word of the Lord in his mouth. If he tells you something, if he doesn't favor you, go and pray. I'm not lying to you. Even that deal, you go, okay, Pastor, they know him for that. He's in our midst too. So I went for a meeting somewhere to minister, and he just came for the meeting from nowhere. He's the last person I was expecting to see. He just came for the meeting, sat at the back. As I saw him, I was like, hope all is well. Oh, hope all is well. I finished preaching. There's a way he talks. Man of God! Can you follow me to my house? Hey! I said, okay. I don't want to holler. I followed him to his house. And we started talking. He said he was looking for his remote. He wasn't finding his remote. He said he's actually a prophet. He uses to look for his remote. He said, when his student hide the remote, he said, prophecy, but be man beja de. He said, when they hide the remote, you use prophecy. I was like, now, wow. Where have I come? I just want to make you laugh, but it's true. So he now told me, we weren't praying, we're just talking. He just entered the spirit. That's not the first time he does things like that with me. He said, man of God, he told me three things. The first one, he said, I can see you. You are running from students. You are running from students. Oh, but God said, I should tell you, don't run. That it is not really you. It is me that put it in their hearts to come to you. He said, I am the one who put it in their heart. He said, don't run. He said, do it. He said, attend to them. Attend to them. He said, don't worry. Things around you, I will sort it. Supposing I told my wife, I will suspect her. But it didn't come out from my mouth. I had to come and adjust. It took time for me to adjust my heart. What I want to draw out from it is love pastors, your pastors. I was looking at Pastor Leke today, spent. I know practically many places he ministered this week. If you, after the meeting, go and talk to him, see how his voice is gone. Look at my pastor, Pastor Ayo. Spent work at times, just a call. Then all of us should do it for our daddy. I know he might not be able to pick everybody's call. Maybe when you see him, you understand? Thank God for issues. But also just walk up to him and say, daddy, thank you, sir. I love you. You do something in the heart. How many of us would do that? Can we pray this afternoon that the Lord will strengthen us, the commandments of love amongst ourselves? The Lord will strengthen us, you understand, to grow in that commandment. As many who are in the realms of charity, as many who are in the realms, you understand, of things everlasting, as the Lord is teaching us through his servant, that we will find strength. We will find strength. We will find strength. Yaromato, Yembras, Kabuneta, Shimoka, Tahule Kuze, Lakumendu Funuakwe Kantolima, Mateko, Matipoka, Margena Rugomurgata Garge, Mergesansa. I want you to pray, Lord, help my heart. I want to do more in the things of love. I want to love all the saints. I want to love the brethren. I want to love our pastor, your servant. I want to love Mommy Lillian. Grant me wisdom to show tangible expressions of love. Remove things that are contrary to love from my heart. Strengthen me, oh God. I'd like us to pray for our daddy, Pastor Emeka Eguchukwu, Mommy Lillian. Can you hold someone's hand? I'd like us to pray in the spirit. Let's pray in the spirit. We're praying for Pastor. We're praying for Mommy Lillian. It's part of our love to do so now. We don't have a particular prayer point, but let's pray. Let's trust that the Lord will stir within our spirit. We will pray for them. We will supply things that are lacking by the help of the spirit. Yarabata, Somereto, Shotenemate, Poregate, Sumsaloka, Maregino Bore Samboja, Argeto Singraneto, Mote, Mokako, Mokekake, Mokekukaka, Mokekikoke, Mokekakakuke Kekekaka, Makakuke, Mekekakoko, Mokekake Kukeka, Makeko, Moteka Keke, Moketekeleke Takalakaka, Makanate Kedekelekete, Mokanakele, Mokoletantaile, Shalaba Baba 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 Baba.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated Father.